believe in click it or tick it?
In depth, we have a podcast. Ours was called Click It or Tick It. I am Pete Mutino. How's it shaking?
I'm Glenn Marshall. I'm feeling so angsty right now. Do you guys want to go hang out in like a...
You're feeling angsty?
Near a convenience store or something like that.
My name is Nick Schaefer, and I'm desperately distracted by trying to write a screenplay sequel to the movie Junior.
Oh.
Sequel?
Yeah, I'm trying to write it. I think... I thought they both
and the baby died at the end.
No, more needs to be said.
I was going
to
say, the original really wrapped up all the loose ends.
Yeah. See, that's why it needs the sequel.
You're shooting dead fish in a frozen barrel, my friend.
I think birth is just the beginning.
Would you like to know more?
In death, we have a Schwarzenegger. His was Junior.
The sequel could be all of their evil twins who either had mustaches or goatees.
Sure, and I was also thinking about maybe a role reversal where it's like, you know how it was a big deal that a man was having a baby? I was thinking, what's the reverse of that? It's like a woman ejaculating. That's a big deal because different.
No, the thing that made Junior so appealing, I think, to America in general is there were just so many different ways it could have gone. See, if it was a boy, he was going to call it Junior. If it was a girl, he was going to call it Junior.
June for short.
Are we talking about the character from Taboo 2 right now?
Straight Edge for Life, what?
Oh, okay.
Wait, I didn't hear what you said.
Are we talking about the Junior from Taboo 2 right now?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh,
that's
wait.
The only Junior
I
know.
I just figure...
I don't know.
A man
having
a baby.
I'll just be mid-casual conversation, and I don't know if I'm talking about Taboo 2 or not. Is that a problem for anyone else out there? Get at me, Pete.
It happens to me, but I don't think of it as a problem. But see, women have babies all the time. Nobody makes movies about it.
True.
One guy has a baby. Movie about it.
Knocked Up Juno.
Guys ejaculate all the time.
It.
No one cares.
No.
And then a guy with a beard has a baby, and a lot of people care.
Wait, so you're saying ejaculation is the same thing as pregnancy?
Yes.
I mean,
exactly
it
the
causes
same.
Pregnancy. Okay.
I mean, I imagine ejaculating is about as painful as childbirth. At least it is for me. I don't know about you guys.
Yeah, there's a lot more placenta involved also. Yeah,
and it's a lot, You know, they say, oh, look how big a baby's head is. Look at how small it's coming out of. I mean, same thing for me. My sperm's like the size of bowling balls. At least it feels that
living
way.
Living with Nick is like living with a werewolf. It's very hard to get sleep.
Benicio del Toro and the Wolfman.
Every night.
Looks good.
Yeah, I'm going to see that.
I'm not.
Really?
It looks good.
So you're not going to see it?
Mm-hmm. I feel like Benicio del Toro picks his scripts.
You were going contrarian there. And then
I broke it.
Yeah.
I dropped the ball, if you would.
Whoa, is that a new Hadley drop?
New Hadley drop in the mix.
Ryan, Merry Christmas to us.
Yeah, I know.
Ryan will always be better than I am.
Oh, there's new
Ryan.
That's a good
one. Will always be better than I am.
Ooh, when we get angry at you, you can use that one.
You are not involved. Please get out.
That's a good one.
Oh.
That one almost sounds like it's from something.
Yeah, Ryan,
quality
what's
on
a,
it is fantastic.
The sound quality is great, and Ryan...
she has a lot of fantastic qualities, so I'm not surprised.
Did you piss her off on purpose, or was that just unnatural?
Yeah, was this undercover, Ryan, or was this intentional?
I can break her codes.
Was it undercover, or did you... I don't know. Did you stage this one, or was that
totally... Did you put a camera in her face?
Was it...
Ryan.
Now's not the time for dick measuring.
Oh, he's using his weapons like we trained him to do.
All right.
Well,
we're going to check. All right.
Well, we can't complain about that. We made the beast. We have to live with it now.
Yeah. I did have a Hadley sighting the night of your guys' show.
Yeah, so I heard.
Yeah. Okay, Ryan, you're going a little drop
sighting. Sighting eyes. Nice thread. Yeah. Nice thread there. Well done, Ryan.
I see what you're doing.
So I went to Matt Surrey with Pete's... Should I say girlfriend?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, good. It's that.
Ladies, cover your ears.
Yeah.
Yes, girlfriend. Yeah.
Yes. All those,
but you're single, right?
All those mothers who had your daughters locked up.
See, the whole appeal of this podcast is that I'm the single good-looking one. You know, thousands of women are going to want to have sex with me, and we need to let them have the impression that they can.
Thank you, Apu de Beaumarchais.
Yeah.
All right, so I was at Matt Surrey with Pete's girlfriend before the show because I didn't want to go in when they were all going in because then I would have to stand around a comedy club for a long time.
Yeah, who doesn't?
So I went in later and we went to Matt Surrey where Pete and I work, and the only other person in the restaurant
was... Please don't say that on the air either.
Why?
That I work in food service.
Oh.
Continue.
It's unattractive.
These are rules you just didn't know. You didn't know. I mean, you're breaking them, but you didn't know. But continue.
All right.
No harm, no foul, you know?
This is all going to just, this is all about food service. This is where the story's going. So.
Okay.
So the only other person in the restaurant was Hadley
Glenn,
Green.
Isn't your book that's coming out next week, My Life with Pete Mutino in Food Service?
Yeah. Even the time we spent at Golfsmith
and
together.
And I mean, it's a good book. Yeah, because we ate a lot of food when we worked there. I was just thinking about that place today.
I used to run away from customers and just sit in the bathroom for like 45 minutes.
Yeah.
I wouldn't help them. Well, I'd just run away.
You were mainly a cashier.
Yeah, so, I know.
You know, you weren't hanging with the big boys.
Bobby Bonilla.
All right, so
Bobby Bonilla is a big
Back to your story, though. You're at Matt Surrey.
And I get a text from Ryan that says, he forwarded it from Hadley. It says, Glenn just walked into Matt Surrey and he's here with a girl who's way too good looking for him. And then I texted Ryan back, and I'm sure he texted it to her because she started giving him a very evil look. It's like, tell her face looks a lot fatter than I remember it.
Oh,
and I got like a death stare for like 20 minutes.
That's unfair. It's not necessarily an insult. Maybe her face looked, you know, malnourished and too skinny before.
No.
Now it looks fatter.
No, it looked inflated
healthy.
A little bit, and I made the...
You have no sympathy.
The vicious gesture.
She went out to the Midwest. She got some corn fed going on. She got some natty ice going on.
Whoa.
She's doing what now, Ryan?
I'm eating it now.
Excellent.
There we go.
Yeah, that's your sister.
So we've got some new favorites, and I've actually got an old favorite here in my lap.
The new favorites?
Yeah, I was just going to ask that.
Well, the new favorites are the drops, but we also have a studio audience here.
It's a new favorite and an old favorite.
Podcast Arena is full to capacity.
Woo! Stack to the rafters.
We actually have real applause drops now. I miss the bubbles.
Yeah, the bubble. No, the bubble is the roll.
Okay.
More of a drum roll. Yeah.
Complaint rescinded.
You know what? We actually always had an applause drop. It was just seldom used.
No.
By either of the drop masters.
I don't really know much about this podcast, to be honest.
We had that rising applause. I don't really think anyone cares. You know, it sucks. I wanted to just go on like a tangent about like what the rising applause drop we had. But this is like the most disinteresting fucking thing.
We do have in studio, we have a Safari.
About sound
well,
effects.
I'm riveted, but, you know, I make sacrifices. So
we have Safari Tanner here. Unfortunately, we don't have mics for him. And he's brought back from the Siberian wilds of Maine. He's brought down
what's up?
Kathy, who's going to be our, she's going to do a celebrity reading of an oxtail. If you recall, these are short stories written by luminaries of Oxridge Elementary School, second graders, circa 1993-94.
The golden years.
And
for literature, yeah. Pete
and Glenn
literature.
Must be forced to guess the gender of the author. So
at least it begins with an A.
Kathy, would you like to take it away?
Instead of an
Here
O.
Here we go, Kathy.
Back.
Should I say the title?
Yes. Please. Oh, yeah. All
right.
Project. That mic up into your face, like right in front of your mouth. Yeah.
All right. The first story, the yucky orange.
Ugh. I don't like where this is going.
Bad experience.
I won't get into that. But yes.
Once there was an orange and it was in the garbage can for a month. Then it got soggy that it smelled really bad. Then it decided to go and explore. It hopped out of the garbage can and jumped into someone's lunchbox. And when it was lunchtime, the person that opened the lunchbox threw the orange. And the orange bounced off a table and landed in the garbage can and stayed there forever.
Whoa.
Okay.
That was epic. I like how...
I like the idea that the orange was gonna stay there forever. That was
That's great. I also like how they just say it got rotten and then like got out. It was like the orange was alive to begin with, you know.
And it got
I guess
put in the lunchbox. How?
I guess they're trying to imply mutation. It came to life because of some mold or something. Like
did those kids just
like
get...
I forget the name of the character in Aqua Teens. Old Drippy, kind of like that.
Okay,
but yeah, wow. It stayed there forever. Wow, the janders must have been really slacking at Oxford at this time to inspire this youngster. Yeah. I'm saying female is
my
guess.
Right. I'm going to go male. Because
of the whole mutation, the orange.
Yeah,
kernel.
Yeah.
See,
I like
thinking.
That idea. It's like this orange.
But
I don't feel like chicks are really into rotting. But then when they're younger, they don't really give a fuck and they get dirty like everyone else. You know what I mean?
The thing is, though, I think the female mentality is more conducive to the idea that like a girl would see a disgusting fucking orange in the trash can
and
at home.
Brew over it.
You know, and she's like, Mom, what the fuck is that? And she's like, oh, that was an orange. And she's like, oh, that's a yucky orange. And it's like, you won't believe the yucky orange that I saw. It's so yucky that all this happened. Long story short, I mean, that's a happy ending. It stays in that garbage can forever.
Actually,
where something that yucky belongs.
You persuaded me because the idea of any guy saying yucky, I kind of want to. He may be really lame. Oh.
Well, I don't know.
Did I ever say yucky?
Yes, no, of course
so.
You did. No, when you're a child, yucky is probably like your fourth most used word.
Oh, that sucks.
It's a hard truth to face, but yeah.
That's awful. I don't know. Oh, man. All right. I'm going with guy then.
Yucky and like woohoo, I think I said a lot.
Woohoo?
Yeah, that's an underdog, but I think I used it a lot. Mm. It was like woohoo, you know?
Underdog to what? Just yucky?
No, it's a sleeper of what you would use as a kid. I think most kids are thinking like super, you know, they use words like that and, you know, and icky. And I think most of them are gross things, you know, like yucky and icky and gross.
I spent a lot of time on all fours, like rooting around, like touching things, like the mud and like, yeah.
Yeah, but once you come inside,
like
your mom is like,
bugs.
That's yucky.
Yeah.
That's yucky,
but
Glenn.
I would pick the bug up and like dissect it and like smear it everywhere.
You know, I think that's a don't serial killers do that? Yeah.
No, not to bugs. It's
well, the
like
yucky the yucky orange, was this written by a future serial killer boy or a observant young woman?
Serial killer boy.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yep. Ooh, that's a dagger through my heart. That was a yucky answer. And it will stay on this podcast forever.
You're going to love my nuts.
Oh my.
Really, Ryan?
Really?
Thank you for preparing these roasted nuts for
those
us.
Those are some yucky nuts. I'm going to put them in my mouth forever.
How did the yucky orange get into the lunchbox? No one really clarified that for me.
Oh,
Nick knows.
Well, I'm going to go back to the source material real quick.
Nick,
it decided to go and explore, and it hopped out of the garbage can and jumped into someone's lunchbox. So I think it was trying to kill itself. It was trying to get itself
going
eaten.
To the sun so it could, like a vampire.
But isn't that the sole purpose of an orange in this context? Or are all oranges trying to escape from humanity?
I mean, what is our purpose?
Hey, you know, maybe it was just trying not to get eaten, right, guys?
What a yucky opinion.
Oh, my. Oh, mercy me.
Wow. Well, thank you, Kathy. That was
ably
read.
Yeah, that was nice.
We could keep mixing
voice
it up.
On this. I think that's the first time. I'm not kidding.
I could pass this on to Tanner to take us on the next one if you like. Take us on a safari.
Yeah, sure. Another guest reader.
Safari.
On a verbal safari, which is my favorite mech game.
A mind safari.
Okay.
All right. Well, this next one is, I'll let Tanner read it to you.
Well, all right, Nick. All right. We're passing the mic over.
All right. This story was written by the world's most dangerous animal, man.
Wait, so I'm guessing guy.
I'm guessing I'm reading the story that's not the yucky orange here, which has a wonderful drawing of an orange with appears to be a baseball mitt.
Wait, to come out the one you're reading.
Oh, right. All right. So
I want to call shenanigans on this. Pete just got a good look at the cards.
All right. Well,
it's true.
You know what, Tanner?
It's true, but that name could be misleading. It's definitely not misleading.
Tanner just tipped his hand, and Pete wet his beak.
It's true. I threw the first one to make it seem natural.
Perhaps this should be a Glenn-only challenge.
All right, let's do it.
No. Just
yeah, I didn't see it. Or did I?
This one is called The Murder in the Great Lakes. A long time ago. All right,
geography, male.
And heavy.
A long time ago, about 100 years ago, to be specific, there was an ogre with a special power. He could turn anything into anything. And there was a murderer. His name was George Washington. Anyone who passed by his house, he murdered. You see, he lived near the Great Lakes. Of course. He hid the people he murdered in the Great Lakes. One day, the ogre was passing by George Washington's house. By accident, the ogre turned into Jason in Friday the 13th.
By accident.
By accident. on accident.
He stumbled over a stone and he stubbed his toe and, you know, turned into Jason.
Oops.
Like you do. All right.
George Washington jumped out of the house and Jason jumped into the lake.
Wait,
George
what?
George Washington jumped with him and killed him. Then George Washington lived murderously ever after.
That's fucking genius.
That was
that
great.
Is fucking genius.
Who do we know the writer, the author? Oh, let me read it. It's a guy.
Yeah, that's definitely a dude.
Oh my god.
Who is it? Where?
Oh my.
The author, everyone, is James Cameron.
Yeah, it was fought the good fight, life to
thank
death.
You.
Thank you, Safari Tanner. Good to hear your voice.
That was like, I knew that was a guy from the beginning of the story.
But the best guy. Oh my.
Oh, thank you to our guest readers.
Murderously ever after.
That's there you have it. That was
he
the
knows
first
how
one.
To
so, where were we?
I don't know. Something terrific. We're going through the
murderously,
oxtails.
Murderously.
So basically, Ryan knocked out the audio cable, so there's like a 3-second pause. Woo! Yeah, Ryan. And then there was some Gregorian
Ryan.
Chanting going on between the
we
three of us.
We have to do that to hold back our anger. We chant.
Yeah, it's nice.
It's
we hold
a meditative
a few notes.
Thing, so we don't strangle Ryan.
And then we just get right back to business, you know?
Well, Ryan, I'll always be better than I am.
I'm not going to do it this cast, but one of these times mid-sentence, I'm just going to start chanting, and you all have to join in.
Oh,
you'll know what it is.
Okay.
Right away.
I hope it's not soon.
Chant watch here on Click It or Take It.
Well, it's 2-1 Glenn right now.
Ain't that the truth, Nick?
In gender guessing here.
It's 2-1.
I think it's 1-0, whatever, what do you want to call it?
Well, I guess
both got the last one right. Do you care?
Yeah.
Is that offset?
I like 1-0.
All right, let's do that.
Better.
Okay, well.
I like 2-1 better.
Well, you know what?
Very well.
All right, no, it's 11-10 now. It's 11-10.
All right.
I'm not done.
It's 11-10. I'm the game master. It's,
okay,
what's going on?
It's true.
We haven't tested you yet.
I've passed every test that you've thrown at me. So, if you feel free to keep testing me whenever you feel like it. But all right, this one is entitled Biff.
Okay.
My dog, Biff.
Biff
had to be put to sleep.
Oh my! Wait,
do you want to know why?
Yes.
Because one day my brother was taking a nap in our library. My mother heard marching coming from upstairs. She went upstairs to see what was happening.
Nazis!
Biff was walking in a strange way. It turned out that he was having a seizure. Aww. At least every day he would have a seizure. Finally, we took him to a vet. They put him on an IV. Finally, they put him to sleep. I felt like I never got to say goodbye. The end.
Was this kid in the running for like some sort of literary contest where he felt like he needed to pluck the heartstrings of the readers?
You had to like, meet it up a bit.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
Yay.
And
in truth, the dog
he's in
was
the running
fucked.
With like a chick whose grandma's died.
Plucked.
Do you want to know why? Hey, my dog was put to sleep.
Do you want to
know why? You want to know fucking why?
Bill Hicks.
I'm going to guess a girl.
You want to... That's harsh.
What are you feeling?
Do you want to know why, Smacks? For some reason, I'm a girl for me. I have to go with that. That's a girl.
You guys are both spot on.
Yeah. I tried to...
Can't say spot. My dog just died. All right.
You want more dog death?
Do you want to know why? Story.
DJ Dog Death. That's me.
DJ Dog Death.
Ryan, that's where the Randy drop goes.
Applause for dog death times here on Good Ticket.
What's that applause from?
Our comedy show when people were going fucking nuts. When
really?
I walked on stage. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, really.
Wow.
For other great tips like that, email me at pete@peaklending.com.
Yeah, let's get that out of the way before the end of the podcast. All right, Ryan. We should keep a mallet.
That was not for me. I don't know what that
is. All right.
People
so,
laugh much harder at
so that was a girl.
Yeah, it was.
Do we know them?
Yes.
Let me see.
Yeah, we're trying to.
Yeah, I need to know.
Despair. We might want to save like this market. Till after the cast because then there's just
oh,
silence.
Oh,
there's
wow.
Your names are going, oh, wow.
Yeah, that's.
Oh, man.
Yeah. All right.
I used to like boys today. Do you want to know why? Well, I don't anymore.
Inside jokes time.
I don't know why either. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, why did I have it in my head that this chick was like really hot? She was talking about her dog dying.
Because you like to idealize chicks, and that's why you'll never meet a woman you truly love. Next question, Nick.
Bingo!
All right, this one's called... The-
Glenn, I'm plugging the mic. Throwing a tangent.
No, I almost broke another mic, I think.
He wants the mic to match his heart. Broken into little pieces. Not functional. All right.
Okay. Now I'm leaving. I need to say the mic.
Now I'm leaving.
Got to hook the mic back up to say fuck this show.
All right. Let's continue.
All right, this one's called The Hanging.
Ooh.
Yes.
Morbid times.
Yeah, these are all pretty ass morbid.
Well, you know what? That's reality for you, Pete. And if you can't handle it, get out of the oxygen.
You know, I really feel children really mirror the reality and the fact that these are also morbid.
It's just
really
honest.
Telling.
This is just brutally
it's
honest.
Just honest. It's just telling of how hard the world is, you know?
And there's... You know, there's always room for truth. There's always room for truth.
Here on Clip Air,
let's hear some more of these little angels. Let's just hear it.
All right.
Don't care if it's hard. Just lay it on.
My sister and I wanted to ride our bikes. We had to tie our dog, Casey, to our garage door.
Oh. Okay.
We forgot that we put him there.
And then we put him down. Sorry.
So when we opened up the garage door, do you want to know why? So when we opened up the garage door, up he went. I tried to close the door, but it would not close. We started yelling. Our parents rescued him. He's all right now.
Oh, thank God. I was like, they iced the dog.
I had some idea, that it went up and sort of got, like, guillotine slash just, like, torn in half by the little, like, 6-inch gap between where the garage door goes up and where it meets the house.
How freaked out must that dog have been?
It got, like, made into a plank, you know,
that's
basically,
the whole thing.
Like, in a lumber plant.
Also, if...
Is an ox tail, if I've ever heard one.
If a kid had actually killed their dog, and they was like, here's my story, teacher. I think they'd have to say, you know what? How about you write about something else?
About flowers.
I feel like if the kid tried to get the garage door to go down, it would have gone down, and that story would never have been told. I think they were trying to kill the dog, guys. I think we've cracked the case.
They just wanted to ride their bikes, man.
They wanted to, and that dog was getting in the way of it. And they're like, wow, they were doing the math. I'm going to have to do this every fucking day for the rest of my fucking life or every time I want to do my favorite thing, which is ride my bicycle. So then they did the math that this is going to add up to like as much as like sleeping.
Question.
And they decided to just kill the dog and save themselves all that time.
How do we get access to this book again?
I have two copies.
Isn't this The Great Above Us?
Yeah.
How?
That's really interesting. I don't know if...
that's what's perplexing me.
I guess I was in...
Oh, I stayed back, guys. This is mine.
I've always had a proclivity to swipe a ton of shit if it's free. If it's just there are piles
of
free
shit.
But this
is from an elementary
school. Swag times here.
Yeah, I was in first grade. They were in second. I saw a big pile of shit I wanted, and I took a whole bunch of it.
Interesting. Because literature is never something I would want at that age.
Yeah, but it was free, so...
It's all free at that age. Like,
I mean,
right?
No, furthermore, follow-ups.
Nowadays, my mentality is it's free take it.
Yeah.
You know, if I saw oxtails nowadays from whatever fucking kids, I'd be like, sweet.
I think it seemed important to me.
Like, nah.
It seemed important because, like, older kids were doing it.
Yeah, but they were still sort of my contemporaries, and there were never any good stories in them.
See, I was almost a full... I don't know. I was still also an additional almost full year younger, so I was... That was bitty. So
I looked at my year to see how like stupid people were, and then the people in the grade above me. I'm like, this is just like,
were you really a cynic?
Oh yeah, no. It was all bad. It's all like a like my shit was terrible, and it was like I remember ridiculing it.
I wish I were born cool.
I wasn't cool. I just remember ridiculing it with like
making fun of shit is what's cool, Glenn. Oh. Why am I explaining this to you? You've been cool since you were in first grade.
Some of those stories are the most nonsensical things I've ever seen.
I'm going to kill you and live murderously ever after.
That is genius.
I'm
going
to dump you in the Great Lake.
You guys are both yucky. I'm guessing for this suspenseful tale of near dog death, I'm going to guess a girl again. I've been guessing girl every time. My
Pete
muse isn't working. It's
Pete
true.
Loves the ladies.
It's true.
See, the actual... act occurring, I feel like may have been the fault of a female, but what are you guys looking for over there? What are you distracting me with?
I have no idea.
I'm sorry. It's distracting.
It doesn't concern you.
Oh, that's a huge butterfly. I don't really know, though. I'm going to go with... I feel like a guy would have breezed over the whole thing. It would have been like, yeah, so we like tried to help it out, and then my parents fixed it. He's fine now. Like, totally fine. can't really see a girl phrasing it that way, but I can't see the girl like nearly killing the dog. If that makes sense.
Holy shit.
So I'm going
with
the guy.
This is the most anime thing I've ever seen.
I'm going with guy.
All right, we got
the
guy
storytelling itself, I feel like, was more of a guy.
So are there giant butterfly wings being passed around?
You'll see him on the podcast.
Podcast Central. You will see a photo.
All right, well, Glenn is...
Right now.
Glenn is pushing himself out to a commanding lead. 2-0.
Mm.
Oh, wow, 25 minutes.
My love of the ladies has betrayed me again.
Well, we do have... you have another opportunity to redeem yourself here.
All right.
Just give me a sec.
Oh, he needs to find more so he can redeem himself. Oh, how adorable.
Preferably one with dog death.
At least I had another one here. Oh, my God. I've ruined this podcast for the last time.
Usually Ryan ruins the podcast, but when Nick ruins the podcast, that's probably the most infuriating one.
Oh, yeah.
This podcast is bombing right now, Nick. Please.
Well, I had one picked out, so I don't know what's going on.
We'll just flip through the thing and pick a random one because it's all retarded kids writing.
Yeah, but it's amazing how much they vary in their functionality. I mean, some of these. Let's see, the mystery.
I think she just found a good one.
I think we already did My Stupid Bird.
Oh,
we did
really?
That, we did that over
the
summer. That's a good.
Yeah,
that's
weren't
a good,
we in the running? What was the baseball player we were in the running for that card?
Oh, Chad Curtis.
Oh, Chad Curtis. The Chad Curtis card, yeah.
And then
that I won and then destroyed in front of, was it Christian or you?
What, Christian. He actually wanted the Chad Curtis card.
Yeah, and I destroyed it.
I was like, yeah, he was all right.
Chad Curtis.
Christian just can't get over the early part of the decade.
I got a good one for you guys.
All right.
This one's called Space. There is a solar system.
Okay.
Agreed. Do you know what the solar system is?
Do you want to know why?
That's such like a bitchy, I'm going to be a Wiccan in like 8 years thing to say, right? Like, you know I'm going to be carrying around like 50, 60 more pounds than I probably could be if I didn't like eat a fuck ton. And then I'm really bitchy all the time.
You think bitchiness increases your weight or vice versa?
I feel like that type of statement, like, do you want to know why? Like, that's not like I'm really skinny and hot. That would be, it'd be like, it was really terrible, and a guy would be like, oh my God, that's awful. How did that happen?
I don't know.
If you're a gross fat girl, I'm shoving it down your throat. Like, this is what happened.
It's like, now I run a Pier One. You want to know why?
Yeah.
You know, yeah.
There's
like
definitely,
like
I know exactly the type of woman you're talking about, but also, I think there is the really skinny hot heiress type move of, do you want to know why
ODing?
I had the worst day ever. Do you want to know why? Like, I went to Chipotle and I ordered a chicken burrito, but instead of lettuce, they put on shredded lettuce because they're fucking stupid and ruined my life. Like, that sort of move. There is that move.
Well,
I love that move.
I guess I guess the tone is subjective,
but you guys are right. That is the Pier One manager. Voice there,
and I have a lot of Pier One experience. I worked
after I said that,
years.
I was like, ooh, I might have hit close to home, and I that was not my intention.
Oh, no. A lot of the chicks look like the chicks I was just describing.
How crafty of you,
yeah. So,
all right,
so yeah,
hinting so. Times here, clicking her ticket.
I have two.
We do drops, we drop hints, we do it all.
Do you
continue.
Do you guys
there is a solar system.
Do you want to do all right? I'll continue with space.
I know that much.
It is a certain place for planets. So the planets don't bump into each other. They each have their own orbit.
Nice.
The sun is in the middle of our solar system. The sun is a hot ball of fire and gases. There is a Milky Way. Not a Milky Way bar. It is a group of stars.
Oh.
If you go far in the country at 9, you might see the Milky Way, where there are no clouds. Mercury is a weird planet. On one side, it is hot and cold on the other. Scientists recommend that nothing can live on Mercury. They recommend
that. It's like, well, unless you can get this huge sort of like cylindrical system where there's runners and all the shit you want to live in kind of circles around the planet with it right at the edge of where the sun and the coldness is, then you could probably live there.
I recommend. I recommend that you can't pick up my car and spin it around your head while singing like Carmen. I recommend that you can't.
Scientists recommend that you just don't pick up and move to Mercury. Pack your shit. Yeah,
you recommend that you can't do something.
Yeah, I love that. I'd love to hear that read by Fragmaster, though. Mercury is a weird planet. On one side, it is hot and cold on the other. Scientists recommend that nothing can live on Mercury.
Black people recommend that white people can't jump. Oh, so is that the whole?
No. Really? Oh, here's where it gets trippy. Jupiter's a green and blue planet.
Thor is perfect.
Jupiter is a green and blue planet.
hey, this planet's trying to go green, all right?
Saturn.
We're already mostly blue.
Saturn is almost bigger than Jupiter. If you place Saturn in water, it will float.
Please tell me that's the end.
Yeah, that's it. Is this like Frank Zappa's kid?
Yeah, Dweezil Zappa just penned
moon base. Moon base.
If
you put
moon
unit Zappa in water, it will drown.
Who wrote space?
Scientists recommend that it wasn't a girl. I'm guessing
it's very
a guy.
Easy for kids at this age, though, to be like, I know this, so I'm going to rant about it to anyone who won't tell me to shut the fuck up or try to hit me. It's like, well, there is a solar system, and like you just keep talking.
It's not
like
a Milky Way bar.
Well, thank you, kid. It's, like, you have this little weird speech
there,
rehearsed.
I like how it says there is a Milky Way, not a Milky Way bar, as if there isn't a Milky. That's what that sentence means. There isn't.
Yeah.
There isn't a Milky Way bar, but there are. There Milky Way bars are plentiful.
Can't bolt in a, this town ain't big enough for the both of us. It was taken out in editing. The showdown. That's what the picture was supposed to be describing.
This kid has a tattoo that says Snickers for life.
All right.
Do we have some guesses here?
Yeah,
isn't Milky Way Snickers without peanuts?
Pretty much.
What a bullshit candy bar.
What, you don't know, like Nougat Man?
I already guessed it was Guy. That's what I'm thinking.
It's hard for me because kids at this age just... I'm going to go Guy because I picture... I mean, we probably know this person.
Well,
so
no
I don't know why
I
can... I'm picturing like some cartoon penguin-like villain. But it's a kid. It's the kid who's... It's always creepy when little kids like wear suits. You know what I mean?
Yeah, a little bit.
You know? And they're like really polite and they wear the suit. So I'm picturing that type of guy. Because like that doesn't really work as a girl. What's she wearing? Like,
oh, like
some a shoulder padded suit. She's talking about
like,
Bluetooth.
Like
that
in a movie where a guy wakes up like after he's been drugged and a kid is in a suit and he just says this poem or whatever the fuck it is verbatim to him.
Or it's like the professor. The professors who are really proud of their you know, what's the word? Their precocious son.
Yeah, exactly.
And they dress him up in a suit for their dinner party, even though the parents don't, like the other guests, don't want to fucking deal with some kid yammering on
that's
about
exactly
how
what
Jupiter
picture,
is
yeah.
blue and green. It fucking isn't.
He has to
kid.
Go around the goddamn table and say that to every relative or fucking person at the dinner party, yeah.
Man.
Scientists recommend you can live on every other planet except Mercury.
Scientists recommend this kid doesn't know what color Jupiter is.
It's blue and green. I think he made that.
Scientists recommend that kid needs to spend his entire life finding a body of water big enough for Saturn to float in or whatever that was.
The Milky Way is that body.
Oh.
So I guess all
when
the
there, where
can
there
float
are no
in
clouds.
The water of the Milky
I
Way.
I ordered no clouds with my Milky Way no bar.
That was by a guy.
Oh.
All
that's
right.
correct.
What did I guess? Oh, yeah, the little kid. Okay. Yeah, wait. Who is it? I need to see now to see if my. Who is it?
Down
where?
At the bottom right. Bottom right.
Ooh, yeah, that kind of works.
Is
I can see. One? I can see that kid being
a wow.
Yeah.
Facebook friend, actually.
Really?
Yeah. Talk to him a lot.
Do you want to hear when I was freaked out? Do you want to try to get back close it to 2-1? It's still 2-0, right?
Why not?
Isn't it 3-0?
No, you guys.
Wasn't it just 2-0?
Yeah, but you both got it right.
Oh, you guessed Guy too?
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Do you listen?
No, or not really. I just kind of.
I was going to say he doesn't have headphones, but he does.
I
so I don't know what's
out.
Going on. All right. Well, how about. All right. For this one, you guys can each. You guys get to poll the audience.
We
have
so we get a lifeline?
Yeah, you have a lifeline if you like.
I like that idea.
I didn't even ask if the studio audience wanted to be involved, but you know what? Fuck you guys.
Too late.
This is going to turn into a kickball team, though, because there's only three audience members and there's two of us.
Ghost Runners. You know, don't.
No,
worry.
No. I mean, like someone's going to be the last one picked and. It's going to be Ryan.
Ryan will always be better than I am.
There you go.
Good thing you put that in for your own sanity, Ryan. Yeah. Good thing that's there.
All right, so let's do it to it.
When I was freaked out. Last year, our family went to Bermuda. We stayed there for 1 week. That seems reasonable. We stayed one day in Mr. Kelly's house and 6 days at a hotel. When my brother and I were sleeping in Mr. Kelly's house, I woke up and I saw an orange spider in my brother's ear. I freaked out. I woke up my brother and he moved. The spider crawled up the wall. I was glad we were leaving that day. The next day, I asked the manager of the hotel if they had any spiders on the island. She said, yes, they're tarantulas. And that's it. That's the story.
With club sauce.
Oh, my. Right. Actually, I'm going to use my lifeline because I have Safari Tanner, who I feel would know a lot about spiders.
He jumped on that.
But we're thinking of a gender context. Who would get freaked out by spiders, in your expert opinion, Tanner?
Probably insects and small amphibians. So I'm guessing it was probably
insects.
I've seen Jurassic Park, so I'm guessing this was written by a hermaphrodite.
All right, I didn't mean to.
What a genius answer!
I like it.
Who would be afraid of a tarantula? Small insects and amphibians. I saw Jurassic Park, so I'm guessing a hermaphrodite.
Right, I feel bad for insulting you earlier. You got any words to say about this?
Well, let's hear what Pete's guess is.
All right.
I'm guessing girl again.
All right.
Jamie Lee Curtis, though. Right, Tanner? Yeah.
You actually kind of look like Malcolm from... Malcolm from Jurassic Park, while we're on it. With that leather jacket.
Ian Malcolm?
Huh. Yeah. You're saying I look like Jeff Goldblum?
Yes. With the leather jacket and the hoodie? And, yeah, pretty much.
I don't think he wore a hoodie.
He would, though.
Now you sound exactly like him.
I wear...
You're looking
wear,
at me
wear,
like
wear
Jeff
hoodie.
Goldblum
I
looks
wear,
at people.
I wear a hoodie, Glenn.
You're making me feel the way...
What, once more?
You're looking into my eyes like I'm the only person in the world.
Jeff Goldblum is watching you poop.
Oh, you know what it is? All right, he's one of the new detectives on Law & Order Criminal Intent. He wears a leather jacket with the hoodie and that.
Oh, really?
We love Law & Order.
Oh, I was about to say, we all learned something about Nick. He watches Law & Order Criminal
constantly.
Intent.
Fucking constantly. It's the best background TV show you can have on. It's fantastic. Forensic Files, because they reiterate what's going on every 30 seconds.
Like, Ryan?
Every piece of information.
You got your...
I wonder if the famous guy did it.
All right, everyone be quiet. I'm going to have to...
Ryan.
I'm going to have to say... going to have to say here that it's
What?
It's gonna have to be a guy here. No girl would ask, oh, what do you have spiders here? Because obviously they have spiders here. No one would want to know more about the spiders that they had there. They just want to get away. They want them to all die and all that.
That's interesting.
No, I have a comment to make about that. I can definitely see a little girl like having a spider experience and then going out to like, I don't know, some
the
poor son of a
some
bellhop like poor guy, and she'd be like, do you have any spiders here? And he's just like, yeah, they're fucking everywhere. Like, we're on an island. Like, yes, there's spiders everywhere. Annoying little girl. You know? Like, a little boy would go up and ask, and he would get in, like, a spider conversation. You know? It would be like, and then I talked to, like, the bellhop about spiders for, like, 3 hours, and my parents had to drag me away. And that guy got reported to, you know, the U.S. Embassy or something.
The correct answer was guy.
Oh, I really thought that was a girl.
Ryan was spot on with that.
Yeah, it's too bad.
I guess Tanner was half right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I need to see
what it is. Making me half right.
And that puts it at, what is that, still 2-0 Glenn then?
I
think we're gonna
2
have
to half.
I think Glenn's the winner for the day, unfortunately.
I think we're going to have to leave it at that.
All right, so is that where are we at time wise?
We're like at a million hours or something.
Ryan, 38, not bad.
We're shitting out 40-minute casts
like it don't mean nothing.
Like someone who shits out 40-minute casts.
Yeah, like
is what we're doing it like.
All right, well, Pete is immersed in this magazine. I need to see this.
Yeah, I was just rereading actually the ones we looked at.
All right.
Well, anyway, that's all the time I've got.
Yeah, so send us an email if you have any questions.
Busy Nick.
At one of our names.
I got shit to do.
PeteFlynnandNick.com. So, yeah, we all got shit to do. So, yeah, take it easy.
Yeah, right. I live murderously ever after, everyone.